2019 Underground Collision in San Diego, California, almost the top of the Manchester Hyatt, overlooking San Diego Bay. Look who I ran into, Mr. Randy Carnes. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. Welcome to San Diego, and you're going to be participating in today's activities over the Underground Collision. You're going to be you're going to close out the show or this event here, talking about thinking big. What are you going to talk about up there about thinking big? What do we expect?
Well, you have to remember what this is about. We're colliding with Nakuso. So yeah. We're talking to CUSO people today and all of those kind of things. And I've been participating in CUSO for a couple decades now. And I'm not sure that we have many themes that are more than just selling shit. Oh, excuse me. All right. So from my standpoint, the crane industry can be all about selling themes over things. So they sell niceties and community. Yeah. But you don't know exactly what they're selling you all the time. Because they all sell, maybe they think they sell the same things. I don't think they do. But CUSOs are far more tactical. So we're starting companies, and we're a vendor marketplace dressed up as with credit union owners. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're all about things, and sometimes not enough about themes. Mm. All right. And if you look at what's happening in the credit union industry and where it's going and how it's going, and some pillars of the industry are going up and some pillars of the industry are challenged, and you know, all these things, we're worried about where the power for renewal is going to come from. All right, now, so to a certain degree today, I'm going to challenge CUSO leaders to say, when are you going to be that power? Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't just be a department of your credit union. You can't just be a vendor who worries about selling your stuff. You have to say, what about my marketplace? Mm-hmm. What about members? What about the structure? Now, the NCUA is probably going to challenge, you know, and they continue to challenge, you know, we want to do vendor management, we want to do those things. We can go silently into the night like I think credit unions do. I know the credit unions don't think they go silent at the end of the night, but as far as I'm concerned, they're way too compliant, they're way too staid, and I'm hoping that CUSOs are going to wake up.
And why is it? Why are they too compliant? Why are they too staid? What's up with the complacency, I guess?
Well, is it complacency or a belief in the game they're playing? Risk adverse, keep your head down, understand, you know, get along with the NCUA, get along with this, get along with this tradition, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Cranes are powerful. Over 100 million people that they relate with and pull together. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that's the same relational talent you need to do a task, to drive home a point, to build something that proves something. Mm-hmm. All right? And so CUSOs come from that little bit more venture-based process. Mm-hmm. We were pushed out and away from the NCUA. We were pushed into, we can actually do business and have private ownership, and we can do all these things. Yeah. Yeah. So we were given a kind of a blank canvas. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when we had that blank canvas, we said, let's be like those guys. The cranes were standing over there, and we said, let's be like those guys. Mm-hmm. So many CUSOs dreamt about being, you know, for-profit monsters and getting this done and all these things. And very few CUSOs said, I want to be a co-op. I want to have a cooperative business model, and I want to emulate those guys mm-hmm. in my space. Mm-hmm. And therefore, all those missions that the people over there had, we just kind of walked away from. And, you know, so I'm wondering if this entrepreneurial spirit, this venture capitalist idea, this screw you, I'm going to do something that's outside the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Cranes are having a hard time with fintechs because they won't rewrite their rules.
Very true.
I want to be like those guys, but I can't be like those guys.
Right, right.
All right? Whereas, you know, in our space, who cares about the rules? All right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm still worried. Because we've been so busy off in this, we're not them, mm-hmm. that world, that can we even see the problems we're going to have in our industry in the future? So I'm an agitator more than anything else. You know,
nothing
I don't have every
that.
Answer or any of those things. But it's time for CUSOs to wake up. And it's time maybe to say, oh, you know what? It used to be leagues and credit unions and all of these structures, and CUSOs were an appendage. Someday it might be there are CUSOs and credit unions, and they are the, you know, they're the deal.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know if I can challenge people to do that today, but we'll see.
Well, you can get it started.
Well, I hope so.
That's so you can light a fire a little bit.
I hope so.
So, spark. So, that's how you create change, as you well know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Smack them until they wake up.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Anything
Thanks
else, Randy?
Not a thing.
All right. There he is.
Take care. Good.